with a full line of new Ford, Dodge, and Chevrolet cars and trucks.
I would like to say hello and welcome. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. My name is Mike Murtha. Next to me, like always, is Eddie Schmidt with a guitar in his lap and a steel guitar right in front of him, and he's ready to play some music. So am I. Our show features a guest from the area, and tonight we have Bill Spaulding from the White Sidewalls. He goes by Bobby Maestro on stage, and he is so talented, folks. He can play the piano one-handed and sometimes no hands. He uses his forehead to play the piano, so it's worth the ticket alone just to see that. But anyhow, this is a stress-free show. Crazy things going on out in the world, but not in here, Eddie. No, sir. We block all that out for an hour with some live music and some lively stories. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small-town, hometown, old-fashioned radio just the way we like it. We hope that you do, too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's get going, yeah. Welcome, everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're up in Amory, Wisconsin tonight. We have Bill Spaulding is going to be with us. We'll talk to him in just a couple of minutes. But this is our live show. It's the last Thursday of the month, and we've been so fortunate to have so many good guests that come in and share their stories, and tonight will be no exception. And Eddie, how are you doing there?
Good. Nice and warm summer night here, the end of June, almost July.
Yeah.
So
wonderful. Yes. We had some fun last Sunday. You came and played in church with us.
Yep.
That was a nice surprise. Yeah, I brought your steel guitar, and Swanee was there, and my son Ryan. And
yep.
Yeah, I always think about where could people go to church and hear a steel guitar player. You know, that's pretty special.
Probably not too many places.
No, yeah, that's for sure. And I sang for a funeral last Friday for Harriet Meath, a gal that lived in Hammond for many years. She lived to be 99. You met her at the nursing home with us when we played down there.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
And she seemed like she was in such great
I
shape
know.
When we just saw her.
And she was. She had just the last week and a half of her life, she started to fail. But 99, she was my godmother.
Gee.
But one of the other vocalists that were at the funeral was Colleen Ray.
Yep.
So, and she's very active in the theaters. Get to know her, and we're going to get her up here, I think, for a guest with our show as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. We'll be at the New Richmond Legion coming up the Fun Fest July 9th. We'll have Greg Wheeler will be with us up
yep,
there.
Yep, that's what he told me that he's going to be helping us out that night. That'll be fun.
Sure, and we'll be in Woodville a couple weeks later. I think Kenny Corona is going to be with us that night.
Yep.
And I believe Greg's coming out that night, too.
Yeah.
He told me that, yeah. So, yeah, whatever. Trigger Happy's got a few things going on here for summer. But anyhow, we are so happy to have Bill Spaulding with us. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. Yes, it's we're very honored that you would come up and do this with us.
I'm more than happy to do it.
Well, good.
It was a great drive up here.
Yeah, and you've played in Amory a number of times.
Yeah, a number of times. A number of times.
Not too far from here, just a
right
park
down by the river there in the park.
Yep. And thanks for bringing the grand piano. We did get it through the doorway, but we're crammed in here.
It was tough.
No, we left the piano at home, but we're going to put you to work with listen to some good recordings from the White Sidewalls and do a little singing in the studio here. So
it'll be fun.
And you have been a member of the White Sidewalls for 12 years.
Yeah, a little over 12 years now.
Wow. And you grew up near the Iowa border, is that so?
Yeah, well, I grew up mostly around Chicago and then finished high school right across the river from Iowa, so
okay.
A couple years there, and then knocked around there for a while and moved up to Minnesota in 1980.
Okay.
So I've been in Minnesota for a long time now.
Yeah. So, and we ask all of our guests too, you know, how did you get started? What inspired you as a youngster? I imagine you started young.
Yeah, my mom was a music teacher, and so we had a piano in the house, and we were all required to take lessons from my mom. And I wanted to play sports, and so I juggled the two of them for a long time, and finally went to my dad and said, I don't want to play piano anymore. And he said, okay. My mom wasn't happy, but... and then after a little bit, I found out that girls really liked musicians. And I was playing rhythm guitar at the time with a guy who shall remain nameless quite a bit. I was 15, and he was an old guy at that point, so he was probably 20.
Yep.
And we were at my house, my parents' house, and I was working out vocal harmony parts for everybody on the piano. And he goes, can you play that thing? And I went, well, yeah. And he goes, why are you wasting your time with guitar? And I was immediately insulted.
Sure.
But then he backed it up by saying, singing piano players will always work.
Mm.
And here we are 50 years later.
And
as much as he was wrong about a lot of things, he was right about that. Yeah. So yeah, it's worked out. Well, it's worked out quite well actually.
That's great. And some of the bands that you played in, we probably wouldn't know the bands down there, but some of the groups in Minnesota that we might
know. I'm trying to think. What the heck? I'm losing my mind for a second.
Talk about that a little bit later too, but yeah, that's interesting. And you were pretty active in music at that age, at 15.
Yeah, I started playing professionally at 15.
Sure.
Did a lot of musical stuff in high school, sang in the choirs and played in band, played in orchestra. Did whatever basic musical theater they had going on there. So yeah, I always really enjoyed it.
In the types of music that you played, now you're with the White Sidewalls, obviously it's the early rock and roll, but some other types of music that you played?
In the 70s, I was in a top 40 band.
Okay.
Back when YMCA was required to be played.
Yeah.
Six nights a week, whether you liked it or not. And did top 40, did, you know, 70s stuff, 80s stuff. Variety stuff, some country here and there.
Mostly piano?
Yeah, mostly. You know, and then I played bass because there was a music store in our town, and the guy had ordered a custom Rickenbacker for a customer, and when it came, the guy refused to pay for it. And I was friends with the music store guy, and he cut me a screaming deal, and I'm like, huh? Might as well learn how to play it, I suppose. So it was a beautiful white Rickenbacker with black trim, and so I started playing bass. And now with the Sidewalls, I play everything except Swanee saxophone, which is good. And then I don't play drums.
Okay, otherwise you play the other instruments.
Because if they asked me if I could play drums, and I said I can either do hands or feet, but not both not at both. The same time.
Okay. Well, we're going to have you sing something just a little bit later, but we've got some nice recordings of the White Sidewalls with you singing lead vocal. And we're going to start with playing one of those, and we'll talk about that. But we do have a song you're going to sing live here with us. We're going to try to back you up. So, but I think Bob's got something lined up there. Okay.
Dum dooby dum, whoa. Dooby dooby dum, dooby dum, whoa. Dooby dooby dum.
Tonight I fell in love.
Tonight
you know tonight I fell in love.
Oh, what a wonder this magic spell I'm under. This feeling that I feel, is it really real? My heart
very nice. That's a recording of the White Sidewalls with Bill Spaulding, who was our guest, is the lead vocalist on that. Very nice, Bill.
Thank you. You don't hear that song too much. That was done by the Tokens.
Okay.
Same people that did Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh.
But it's a lesser known recording.
Nice. Yeah.
I can see why we didn't try that one here.
I thought it might be a bit much just off the cuff.
Yeah, that's why we, you know, so like you said, a lot of your songs that you sing are very orchestrated.
They are. They're kind of more full production type things.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you brought the recordings, so we don't try to follow that. But I just want to, you're singing that, what they call falsetto.
Yes.
And now, what it's, can you explain that? I mean, I guess.
Well, you got your full voice. And then as a male, as you get higher, you have a mixed voice, which is kind of like some falsetto and some real voice. And then you have head voice, which is a pretty strong. And then you go to the very top, and then you have falsetto.
Oh, so I've heard like a chest voice and a head voice, but there's falsettos even above the head voice.
Yeah, and for most people, most guys, their falsetto is kind of breathy and airy.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I'm able to not have that, so I can sing whole songs in falsetto, and it sounds, sometimes people think I'm not doing falsetto, but trust me, I am.
That's very nice. And you also sing some bass parts.
Yeah, I do.
Explain that, Eddie.
I do.
You know,
he's a twin to Roy Orbison with the four octaves or something.
Well, Carl Oslin, who has been our drummer for I think about 16 years now, and you know Carl, he was with the Sidewalls for 20 some years, but he sings beautiful falsetto, but he sings beautiful bass. There's a connection somewhere there.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've kind of always had it, and I work at it, especially as I've gotten older, to keep it decent, keep it good. But it's like I do the low part in Blue Moon,
mm-hmm.
which, thank you, Swanee, for dropping that down a key.
Oh boy,
with a low note. So that's a low F, which is that's a bona fide bass note.
Yeah, that's for early in the morning singing.
Well, you'll hear it later when they play Caro Mia, and that's usually the last song of the first set, and then Blue Moon is the second song of the second set.
Mm.
So there's not a lot of time in between there, or if we do an hour and a half, there's literally one song in between those, and they're five octaves apart.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a lot going on there. Again, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and we've got Bill Spaulding from the White Sidewalls as our guest tonight. We're happy to have you here if you're just tuning in out there. But should we try singing that song, Donna?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can do it.
Interesting story just leading up to this. We play White Sidewalls play quite often down at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake. And it's for the Buddy Holly festival that they have down there. They call it Winter Dance Party. And Richie Valens' sisters oftentimes go there, right? And so this is a Richie Valens song, and when you're doing Richie Valens' song in front of his sisters, it's a little nerve-wracking.
Well, I would think so.
And then when I did it, she came up to me on break, and she said, "I really like how you did my brother's song." And I went, I had nothing to say. I was flabbergasted that she took time out of her day, her evening during this big festival to come say something nice to me. I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
Yeah, as if there's no other stress going on in that show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been down here with you guys. It's been fun.
It's fun. It is a good time.
All right. So we're going to try O'Donna. I'll just walk it up for you.
O'Donna. 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 I had a girl, Donna was her name. Since she's left me, I've never been the same. And I love my girl, Donna, where can you be? Where can you be? Now that you're gone, I'm left all alone, all by myself, to wander and roam. And I love my girl,
gone. I don't know what I'll do. Over time, that's all my love for you. I had a girl, Donna was her name. Since she's left me, I've never been the same. And I love my girl, Donna, where can you be? Where can you be? Oh, Donna, oh, Donna, oh, Donna.
Hey, nice job there, Bill. Thank you. That's Bill Spaulding. Bobby Maestro from the White Sidewalls is with us here. Those folks who watch the White Sidewalls in the area, that's who they know you are.
Yeah, yep.
And you probably heard this story before, but Eddie and I were recruited to become White Sidewalls. And I've played with the White Sidewalls a number of times, but
Once for the kid over here. Yeah, in the corner.
It was when Swanee had got the name back, and he had, I think, at least one more commitment in the Twin Cities that conflicted with the White Sidewalls.
I think I heard that. I think Hound Dog told me that story.
Yeah, so we went to Duluth with Hound Dog, Eddie, and I. Mike Timmer played piano, yep. And Carl, which was the old original White Sidewalls drummer, was our drummer, and we rehearsed in my garage for at least one or two nights, and Hound Dog. Just fronting like he does, but and as you well know, no facial hair with the White Side.
Yeah.
So Eddie and I have always had facial hair. We shaved that night for Hound Dog. And he goes, "Wow, I can't believe you guys did that for us."
He's very influential at
yes,
times.
Yes, he is. But and Eddie, what was your stage name? It was Eddie, Hound Dog gave you a name, Eddie
from. Yeah, there was from some movie that he had
Eddie for Eddie something. Anyhow, and that must be how you got your name.
Well, he suggested a couple names, and I didn't really like them. And then I said, "How about Bobby Maestro?" And he goes, "Nah, I don't like it. I go, I'm keeping it."
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. So, Eddie, do you want to do something there?
Or you could sing one first too.
You want me to sing
sure.
one first?
You do one, and then I'll do one.
Should we do "Going to the Chapel"? Maybe.
Sure.
So we can get our voices going on with that one. So.
This will be in the key of G for anybody that's listening and wants to
play along.
Play along. How about F sharp? Let's do F sharp for once.
No. Three up on the big end.
Gone to the chapel and we're gone to get married. Gone to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love. Spring is here, the sky is blue. Whoa. Birds are singing as if they knew. Today's the day we say I do, and we'll never be lonely anymore. Because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel of love.
Okay, you gotta play it.
I'll be hers, and she'll be mine. We'll love until the end of time, and we'll never be lonely anymore, because we're going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Gee, I really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel.
Some studio live studio music right here. So Phil, nice,
very
harmony.
Nice. Yeah, that was easy.
That was
you guys know these songs. This is easy.
Well, let's do that one again, shall we, Eddie? Let's kick it off. That was so much fun. That was good. We recorded that song back in 2004, I think it was, on one of our CDs. And
is that a CD or a cassette?
It wasn't an 8-track.
Not to bring us back into
It was a 78 long play.
Bill, did you ever play the accordion?
I never did, and I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that?
I am.
Yeah?
I am. Leave that to the pros.
Now what? You're sitting across the table from a guy that's got one and used to play accordion.
That's why I said leave it to the pros.
Yeah, this guy plays accordion.
You don't need me ham-handing that thing around. Double pressing buttons and squeezing and when I should be pulling. And
yeah, I love the accordion. It's some of the Italian accordion. I don't even know where you find those recordings. I think Bob's got some of that here that you play. It's so pretty. I just love it. It's so much different than polka type accordion.
Yeah, it's very, very much so.
Very much, yeah. So I'm going to ask you a question here. I'll start with Bill. But if you had an opportunity to go out and have coffee with, you know, with an artist that's out there actively, and just could sit down for 45 minutes and visit with somebody, who would you pick?
You know, I was thinking about this earlier, and I couldn't come up with anything. And then I had a bright moment.
In the bathroom?
Well, I was going to leave that part out, but okay. Yes, actually, in the restroom, and I said, you know what? I would love to talk to Frankie Valli.
Ooh. That's a good answer.
I went and saw the stage play based on his life. I actually saw it out in Vegas, and it was terrific. And I read a book about him, and he's just had a very interesting life.
Mm.
Not necessarily easy, but interesting. And he goes back into the 50s, late 50s, and he was actually, I think, 27 or 28 or something when they really hit it big.
Hmm.
And he's still touring now.
Sure.
He's kind of confined more to the East Coast. He doesn't travel too far anymore, but he's still out there singing.
God.
And he's, I think, 87 or 88 or something like that. I mean, just to continue to perform music and have people still love you that many years,
yeah,
that's something to aspire to in my mind.
Well, it'd be fun to visit with somebody like that.
Yeah, just the stories he could tell, and you know, I mean, that's New York City in the early 60s, and there could have been Italian people involved.
It could have been a little corruption.
I need to be careful here.
Yes, but I heard that Broadway show is like the best.
I saw it out in Vegas at the Paris.
Mm.
It was where it was being performed at the time, and my wife got the tickets for my birthday.
Mm, nice.
And it was terrific. And I came back from that, and I said, "You guys, we have to do a couple Frankie Valli songs.
Oh, yeah.
We have to."
Yeah.
And so they're like, "Whoa, can you sing that?" And I go, "Well, I wouldn't have brought it up if I didn't think I could."
I think I can do it. Yes.
So yeah, then we started doing some of the Frankie Valli stuff.
Nice.
So that's fun.
Yes, Eddie, how about you? I'm going to ask you the same question.
Oh.
Besides me, that you'd like to go and have coffee with.
No, does it? I guess actually it would be for me playing steel and different things. I'd I'd really love to sit down with like Mike Johnson or Tommy White, the steel player from the Grand Ole Opry. That, you know, those guys have played with so many great players, and just to, I guess that's the route that
sure.
I would go.
Yep.
Would
be yeah. And Bob Zonk, we're going to ask you the same question.
No, I'm torn. There's two of them I really want to talk to. One of them is Bill Anderson.
Okay. Oh.
There's I had Anderson. The pleasure of meeting Bill Anderson once, and what a character yeah. at the time. And I'd also like to talk to Rory Feek. Do you know Rory Feek?
No.
Rory was the Rory of Joey and Rory.
Oh, yeah.
Who had the big hit and his wife died.
Right, okay.
He's an interesting guy because he now has a TV show on RFD-TV where he built a little community, including a school, and they actually teach school in it. And it's all on his nickel.
No kidding.
What an interesting character.
Yes.
And he still picks and sings, too.
Wow.
But Joey's gone, and so is his inspiration.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, and for me, I don't know. I mean, Kris Kristofferson, his songwriting is amazing, and Willie Nelson probably wouldn't be having coffee with Willie, but
here.
some of the survivors of the. I mean, there's three of them left of the Statler brothers. I'd like to talk to some of those guys. I mean, just the amazing stories that they must share. But anyhow, that it's Putz brought that up to me. He said that's a good question, but. And Bill, again, we got Bill Spaulding here with the White Sidewalls as our guest tonight. And you mentioned that you played in high school band. What did you play in?
I was actually a French horn player.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you sang in choir.
Sang in choir. And then there was a couple of little, like, four-piece vocal groups with an acoustic guitar. And we would go around to nursing homes and things like that. So
sure. That's
where I really kind of got into the... four-part harmonies.
Okay.
We had two girls and two guys, and then the one guy playing guitar, and it was really a lot of fun just to go out small
sure.
like that and entertain. And
I remember seeing one of your shows, not maybe last year, but you had talked about, I think it was a junior high teacher that gave you the courage to go out and sing in front of people. Is that
Because when you're young like that, I mean, I always sang at home.
Sure.
But then the idea of getting up in front of people was... That was a whole, we've taken it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
I mean, people are looking at me. People are listening to me. And now, I don't even give it a thought. I never get nervous unless I think I'm not prepared.
Yeah.
And I'm always prepared with this band.
Sure.
We do a lot of prep before we ever take anything out
in
public. So I don't get nervous. And not being nervous, I have so much fun.
Well, that... Yeah, I still get nervous. I prepare, I practice, but I still, once you get the ball rolling, then it's okay. But but still, probably the most impressive thing you do is playing the piano with no hands.
that came about as a lark one night. There's a little spot in Ravon, which is a Buddy Holly song, and it there's no piano in there, but I just added this little piano thing, which is actually a cop of a guitar part, and then it stops, and I used my forehead to bang on the piano and just 1, 2, 3, 4 like that as I'm coming down a thing. And if we're playing outside, I got sunglasses on, and sometimes I'll come up and the sunglasses are all crooked and that, and then Swanee looks over like I darn near killed myself, you know, and his face, he's pretty expressive. So
well, my wife said, did he actually do that? I said, I think so. She said, he's gonna hurt himself.
Yeah, the first couple times I did it, I was not as refined as I am now, and I did
it. You probably did hurt yourself.
Did hit it pretty hard.
Yeah, oh boy. We're going to play another one of your songs. I'm not sure which one it is. We'll find out. But we got it queued up there. But this, again, is Bill Spaulding singing lead with the White Sidewalls.
Come.
nice. That's Bill Spaulding singing that high part. Very nice.
Thank you, Mike.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, that's record key too.
It is, huh?
Yep. Yep. Wow, we didn't change anything there.
And you actually sang that low part too?
Yeah, on the recording I did. Yeah. On stage Swanee does it, but on the recording I did it.
Sure, that's nice. Yeah. Did you ever smoke?
No.
Well, good for you.
In seventh grade, I had a couple weeks there. Where
yeah. Well, obviously your voice is still very pure. So that I think all of us though performed in a lot of smoke through the years.
Yeah. Oh.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's just.
I like the no smoking in bars. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. That's for sure. You know, it's funny. We had everybody from the White Sidewalls, except for Eric, has been on this show, so we're going to try to get him, too.
I think you need to work on him.
Yeah, he helped us with our church putting in a new sound system a few years ago, and it was such a big help to us. And still, as I call him about some details on something, he can answer it over the phone or take a picture and send it to me, and I'll tell you how to set your PA or whatever.
Yeah, he's super helpful on the technical aspects of things. He knows equipment. He's up to date on everything.
Yeah.
He's our go-to smart guy with technology.
Yeah, and a nice guy. Very, very
yeah,
nice
very
guy.
Nice guy.
Eddie, are you up to do something there?
Let's see if my almost busted ankle from today can play something on the steel.
Sure. What happened?
I took a little. I was just on my side deck doing something, and my left leg slipped off, and I hit my shin on the deck. And
on roller skates?
Enough of my troubles. Everybody's got troubles. Let's try a little Floyd Kramer thing here on the steel in the key of C.
Last date and nice job. Floyd Kramer did that on the piano. Did you ever do that one?
Yeah, I played that when I was like 17, I think.
Oh, okay.
17, right around there.
Yeah.
And Floyd Kramer, I had never heard of him at that point. And one of the guys in the band wanted to do that song, and I'm like, okay, what is this? And I went, wow, that's really cool, because those half note slides and stuff. Yeah,
like,
yeah, it's really
like a steel guitar.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I found out he was a tremendous, tremendous studio session guy.
Yeah,
he played on like literally thousands of records, and I, in my misspent youth, had never heard of him.
He has such a touch on his piano.
He does.
Whatever.
It just smooth.
Yeah, very, very nice. Yeah. When you auditioned with the White Sidewalls, which was 12 years ago, how did you find out about them, or how did they find out about you?
This is a pretty interesting story for most people, and it was almost unbelievable to me. I was backing up an ETA, Elvis tribute artist. Don't call them an impersonator.
Sure.
They get a little cranky. And there was this gal that came up to me at a show, and she said, "Do you know the White Sidewalls?" And I said, "Well, I've heard of them, but no, I don't know them." Heard of them, obviously, they've been around forever. And she goes, "Well, they're looking for a piano player, and you'd be perfect." And I'm like, "So what are you, their agent, their manager, what's going on?" And she goes, "No, I'm just a fan."
Mm.
But she goes, you should call Swanee. And I go, and for some reason I went, "You know what, here's my phone number, have them call me." And I went home and I told my wife, I said, "You know, this is how it went down." I said, "Might not be anything, but it might be something."
Sure.
So if someone from the White Sidewalls calls, don't hang up on him.
Yeah.
So he calls me the next day, which was a Saturday, and my wife and I were going to a wedding, and we're going to the hotel, and it's really windy out, and we're right off the freeway, and Swanee calls me, and I'm trying to answer it, and I can't hear anything. The wind's howling, so I said, "You know what? Call me back in 5 minutes. I'll be inside." Well, he calls me back, and now I'm in the elevator, and my service is no connection. So I said, "If you can hear me, give me another 5 minutes, and I'll call you."
Mm.
So we get up to the room, and I told my wife what was happening. I said, "You know, I gotta go out of this room. So I got some service, and I need to make this call." And so I made the call, and Swanee and I chatted quite a bit about music, about things in general, and I knew they needed somebody right away.
Mm-hmm.
So we set up the audition for that the very next day, that Sunday, and I go into the house, and the gal outside, Brad's wife, Gino's wife, she's wearing a T-shirt that has Hoffman across it in a very distinctive script. Well, I worked at Federal Cartridge. Hoffman is right across the parking lot. And it's like, okay, this is a real weird coincidence. And she worked at Hoffman. So I go downstairs and meet the guys, and we're chit-chatting, and it's like, okay, well, let's play something. And we played something. I don't even remember what it was. And then Gino started talking to me about music theory. And can you sing the third on this? Can you sing the high third on this? And I went, "Oh, they speak my language." and I went, yes, I can.
Yeah.
And so we did the audition, and then they warned me that Hound Dog was going to say something about facial hair because I had a mustache at the time. And so Hound Dog's kind of beating around the bush about it. I said, "It's okay, I'll shave the mustache." And so then they tell me, "Oh, yeah, by the way, we have a gig in a week.
Mm.
And you need to learn these songs."
So you got the gig. You got the job.
I got the job, and the first, it was funny too, because the first show I played, DJ, who's our sound man now, tells Swanee, "Yeah, he's never gonna make it."
Oh, you've done such a good job with those guys. But anyhow, we're gonna say hello to a few folks, and if you have somebody out there, Bill, too, and you know this too, you can go back on the archives and catch this show anytime. Go on the website. So,
okay, because I was going to ask you off air how I would do that.
It'll be up, tomorrow, Eddie, sometime?
Hopefully, probably by noon tomorrow.
Sure.
We'll take the thing and load it into the computer tomorrow morning, and then we dump it onto the website.
Excellent.
WPCRadio.org, and
yep, you can
go to Trigger Happy Memories, and it'll be the last one on the bottom. The newest ones go at the end of the list. But
so I can listen to my voice over and over again.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I love this.
I'm going to say hello to a few folks here. One is Kerry Dean. I forgot to mention him last time. But Putz, my buddy, Renee Butler, who is a big fan of the White Sidewalls. Gary McIntyre just had a birthday. He's getting so old he can actually brag about his age now. He used to try to cover it up. Now he's bragging. That's okay, Gary. We're glad you're still with us here. We got Tom and in Connie Bow out in Arizona. There's Tom is my guitar buddy out there, and his cousin Dewey, who sings so nice, and Nick and Diane from Santan Valley out there, Gary Lubick, Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana, Uncle Bob, Dan and Beth Wall, Rodney Sather, Shirley Halliburton, Judith Hansen Jorgensen, many more, Tom Klinger, so I'll stop at that. Eddie, you got a few you want to say hello to?
Sure. Say hi to Cousin Char if he's in the truck somewhere between the cities in Fargo. My wife, Joanne, Alan Ann Jorgensen, and all the Jorgensens and the Stansberries. Tad Late and his wife that are way down south now. Darlene and the boys, Jim Bjorkman. He was just back last week. We saw him. John and I did a little thing and got to see him and Kathy. They were home from Starburst.
Sunburst, yep.
Sunburst out there in Montana, yep. Brian Chevening, the Cactus Cousins, Tom Kramer, all the Seawells. My good neighbor Paul is up the next door there, so
that's all I got.
All right, that's all you got.
I'd just like to give a shout-out to the rest of the guys in the White Sidewalls and remind Rocky that he's got to get up here and do this because it's a blast.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of fun. And I would like to give a shout-out to my wife, Liz, who has put up with my shenanigans and my music playing and being gone and doing what I want to do for a number of years here. And she also gave me really good advice before I left today. She said, don't make a fool of yourself. She's nothing if not compassionate.
She will give you a grade when you get home.
I'm certain.
Yes, okay. Eddie, do you want to sing something, or should I do this one? Or
go ahead and do that one.
Otherwise, we can do that. Casino's one too. It's up to you. Oh, I can do this.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Okay, see if I can. Song by the Trogues.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Love is all around here. Let's show the feeling grows. It's written on the winds. It's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause all my love, you can depend. I see your face before me as I lay on my bed. I kinda get to thinking of all the things you said. You gave your promise to me, and I give mine to you. I need someone beside me in everything I do. I love you, I always will. My mind is made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause all my love, you can depend. It's written on the winds, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. So if you really love me, come on and let it show. Come on and let it show. Come on and let it show.
Thank you very much for singing along on that one.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's very good. We're getting winding down. How much time we got here, Bob?
About 5 and a half.
Okay, we got time to play one more Sidewalls song?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do one. We got another recording.
Got
yep.
You got it ready?
2.5 minutes, yeah.
Okay, let's spin this one. It's is this the Jay and the Americans?
Yeah, Jay and the Americans.
Must we
Spaulding doing that. That is your closing of your first show.
Yeah,
first
almost without fail.
Yeah, and that's a great one to finish up on.
Well, just another one. Good thing we didn't try that here.
That's why I didn't suggest that stuff. There's a lot going on.
Oh boy, yeah. I was telling this before we got on the air. My brother Joe and I were listening to you guys at the county fair last year. And you did this song. I said to Joe, I just might try this song. I don't think I even have to rehearse it. I know some of the words. And he says, that's about the dumbest thing I ever heard you say. I couldn't do it if I rehearsed it, Bill. Very nice. We are winding down, but you mentioned that Clear Lake, Iowa, the Buddy Holly thing, that's been a big event for the Whiteside Owls for many, many years. You guys had a big event. It went well this year again, didn't it?
Yeah, we've actually played there more. It started in 79, and the Whiteside Owls have played there more than any other act.
Is that right?
Over the time that it's been going on, which is crazy, but it's very cool.
Yeah. And tell us about some dates you guys got coming up.
Saturday we're in Nevis, Minnesota. Sunday we're in Hill City. Monday's a private party. But Friday the 8th of July, we're at Mel's Midtowner back behind there for River Falls Days.
That's
always a good time. That's
sure.
fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then Saturday, we're doing Catfish Days down in Trempealeau, which is also a really good time. But we're all over the place in July and August. And if people want to know, they can just go to whitesidewalls.com, click on the schedule, and everything is as up-to-date as humanly possible. And pick the place you want to go. We're in Taylor's Falls on Friday the 15th. So there are some shows around the area.
Sure.
We're playing in New Richmond sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, Wednesday the 3rd of August, we're playing there. So hopefully you can come out and see a show near you. The other way to get in touch with us is to go to The White Sidewalls on Facebook and like us and follow us, but only say nice things because my mom follows that, and I don't want to have to explain to her why people are mean to her favorite little boy.
Yes.
That's the way to keep in touch with the band.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap up. Eddie, thank you so much again.
Thanks, Bill. This is great.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thank
Bill,
you guys for inviting me. I appreciate it.
And Bob Zonk, thanks for engineering again, and Luann, all the things that she does for the station, and tune it in. It's a great station. They got great music.
Yep. Yep. WPCARadio.org.
Yes, there you go. Yeah, so again, we'll be back next week with a rebroadcast and the last Thursday of the month. We'll be back here with a new
live show.
A new live show. Yes, right. So, all right. So, take care. Thanks, folks.